الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وهذا كتاب أنزلناه إليك مبارك فاتبعوه واتقوا لعلكم ترحمون صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. الله سبحانه وتعالى time and again mentions the qualities and the objective of revealing his glorious book in the Quran itself. Suratul Baqarah begins with this verse, Alif Lam Mim, and thereafter Allah says, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. There is no doubt in this book. So at the very beginning of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions qualities of the Quran. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. This book, there is no doubt in it. There is no doubt that it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هُدَى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, and the second quality is, it is a source of guidance for those people who desire to stay away from displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned two qualities here of the Quran. One quality is that it is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no doubt that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed it. It is not the work of a human. It was not authored or compiled by anyone. Each and every word was revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the medium of Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam to his beloved messenger Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So from Alhamdu till Wannas, each and every word, each and every letter has come direct from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second quality is hudal lil muttaqin. It is a source of guidance for those people who desire to live a life of taqwa. For those people who desire to stay away from displeasing Allah. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the qualities of this book over and over again in the glorious Quran. The verse I was fortunate to recite in the khutbah, in that verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Hada kitab. This is a book. This Quran is a book. Anzalnahu, which we have revealed. This is the first quality mentioned in this verse. That it is a book which we have revealed. It was not authored by anybody. It was not compiled by anybody. It was not put together by anybody. We have revealed it. Quran is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Quran is the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Through the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it was recorded in Allahul Mahfuz. Wattur wa kitabim mastur. Wattur wa kitabim mastur. This book was written where? In Lawh Mahfuz. Allahul Mahfuz. On the seventh heaven. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His command, the Quran was recorded in Allahul Mahfuz. And thereafter a time came before the advent of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, when the Quran was transferred, or rather copied. The Quran was copied. It remained in Allahul Mahfuz. And a copy was made, and that copy was transferred on the first heaven in a place called Baytul Izzah. So Allahul Mahfuz is also Hafiz of the Quran. Allahul Mahfuz is also Hafiz of the Quran. Because it is safeguarding each and every word of the Quran. And Baytul Izzah is also the Hafiz of the Quran. So before the advent of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, the Quran was copied from Allahul Mahfuz on the seventh heaven into Baytul Izzah on the first heaven. And this happened during the night of Qadr. It is for this reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. We have revealed this Quran during the night of Qadr. So the whole Quran was copied and transferred into Baytul Izzah from Allahul Mahfuz during the night of Qadr. And thereafter, the very first revelation that was revealed to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam from Baytul Izza through the medium of Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam was also during the night of Qadr. Iqra' bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq khalaqal insana min alaq iqra' wa rabbuka al-akram alladhi allama bil qalam allama al-insana ma lam ya'lam. These are the first verses of the Quran that were revealed to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. They were also revealed during the night of Qadr. And thereafter it continued for 23 years. Until the final verse of the glorious Quran was revealed. وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. It is a very befitting verse. Final verse. After revealing the whole Sharia. After revealing all the do's and the don'ts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala finally says, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا. Fear that day. تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. In which you will have to return to Allah. Always keep this in mind that a day is going to come when I will have to return to my Creator. And as a result, follow this book. Wattaku, fear that day. Wattaku yawman, fear that day. Turja'una fihi ilallah, in which you will be returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Summa tuwaffa kullu nafsim ma kasabat. And thereafter, after being returned in the hereafter, each person will be fully paid for whatever he has earned in this world. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. If a person has carried out an insignificant good amal, insignificant, small amal, good amal, Allah will reward him for that good amal in the hereafter. And if a person has carried out an evil amal, bad deed, insignificant, very small bad deed, Allah will repay him for that bad deed by punishing him in the hereafter. وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. And no one will be oppressed. This is the final verse of the glorious Quran. That I have revealed the whole book. I have also revealed the commentary of this book in the form of ahadith. And my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has throughout the 23 years explained to you this book. Through his actions, through his words. That is Sharia. This is the basis of Sharia. Now remember, a day is going to come when you will have to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah will question you for everything that you are doing in this world. So be prepared. Carry out the do's of the Quran, carry out the don'ts of the Quran. Follow the Quran. And follow the ahadith of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, so you become successful in the hereafter. So, هذا كتاب أنزلناه. The first quality is that we have revealed this book. We have revealed this book. This book has come directly from me. It is my message. It is my word. It is my book. It is a letter from me. It is a letter from me. A message from me. Imam Ghazali rahimahullah ta'ala says that Quran is a letter from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to his creation. Quran is a letter of the creator to the creation. And Imam Ghazali rahimahullah ta'ala says that when a person receives a letter from his friend, from his wife, from her husband, from her children, his children, from his dear ones, near ones, what does the person do? He tries to understand the message of the letter. So if I receive a letter, if I was handed a small paper just now, I would try to read that message and understand what is expected of me. So Imam Ghazali rahimahullah ta'ala says that when a creation receives a letter from another creation, this creation tries its utmost to find out the message contained in this letter. And if the message is written in a language which he is unable to understand, he will look for somebody who can interpret this message for him. For example, the letter is in Gujarati, the letter is in Urdu, and majority of our new generation does not understand Urdu. They cannot read Gujarati. So what will they do? They will try to find somebody who can understand Gujarati and interpret the message for them. And they will not find peace until they know who the letter is from and what is the content of the letter. And the older generation who were not familiar with the English language, whenever they used to receive letters in English, they would look for somebody else who knew English and they would go and try to find out what the message, what is the underlying message in the letter. So Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi says that similarly this is also a letter. The Quran is a very big letter, large letter from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also given a message. And it is natural that whenever we receive a message, we try to find out. So me and you, all of us, to whom the letter is addressed, we should try to find out what is the message within this letter. From Alham till Wannas, what is Allah saying to me? What message has Allah sent to me? We are so anxious to read messages, messages in the form of letters, messages in the form of emails, messages in the form of tweeters, tweets, messages in the form of text messages, WhatsApp messages. We are so anxious to know what the message is, we even read in between Salat. Once the farz is over, we don't know whether we have received a message or not. Just to find out whether we have received a message or not, we will turn to our mobile phones. We are not sure whether we have received the message or not. And once we know that yes, we have received a message, we will immediately read it whilst in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have that much love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that even whilst performing the 4 rakat, some of us put the mobile on the buzzer so that even in salat I should know that somebody is messaging me. So the buzzer will at least inform me and it will not disturb anybody else. And as soon as we hear the sound of the buzzer, throughout salat our attention is towards that message. And what are the messages that we receive daily from each other? We have a technical term for food, junk food. The messages that we receive daily are junk messages. Junk message is not good for spiritual health at all. And you will only understand what I am trying to say when you stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Junk messages, these mobile sets and gadgets are wasting so many precious moments of our lives. I always tell young friends, young boys, young children, I say to them that there is nothing wrong in playing football. It's good for your health. If you remain within a certain boundary and play football, there is nothing wrong. You don't miss your salat. You make sure that you do your homework, masjid, madrasa and school homework. During your examination time, you leave football on one side and you work very hard, both for school and madrasa. You obey your parents. You don't neglect salat. You don't neglect your duties. No problem. But people get obsessed with football. So I say to them that you control football, don't let football control you. Football should be under your control. I will play football whenever I want, not when football compels me to play. So if I know that there is another important demand that I need to fulfill, then I should have so much control that I should be able to tell myself, tell my friends that not today, I can't come because I have something more important to do. Then there is nothing wrong. So similarly, I say to the young people and the older generation that keep mobile under your control. Don't let mobile control you. Keep mobile under your control. Don't let the mobile control you. And especially during auspicious moments like Friday, auspicious moments like when we are in the masjid, auspicious moments like the month of Ramadan, don't let this mobile rob you of your precious moments of Ramadan, my friends, my sisters. And I'm saying this from the depth of my heart, with so much feeling. I wish I was able to express my feelings. Only on the day of Qiyamah we will realize the loss that we have incurred. Until then we will not be able to realize. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the people of Jannah, after being granted entry into Jannah, they will have no regrets whatsoever. After being granted entry into Jannah, what regret will we have? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us everything. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make each of us stand in front of Him. And Allah will say, Tamanna alayya. Let me know your wishes and your desires and I will grant it to you. So the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, oh Allah, I want this, I want this, I want that. So Allah will say, Tamanna alayya, ask for more. So He will say, another long list. Oh Allah, I want this, I want this, I want this, I want this. Allah will say, Tamanna alayya, ask for more. Ask for more, ask for more, ask for more, ask for more. Allah will give him anything that he desires. But our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the people of Jannah, after being granted entry into Jannah, will regret only one thing. So even after being granted entry into Jannah, a person will always regret one thing. That moment that he had spent in this world without remembering Allah. Because he will feel to himself that if I had spent that moment also remembering Allah, Allah would have given me even more. Don't waste your precious moments. Especially the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan is not the moments of the month of Ramadan are not to be spent on mobile gadgets, on WhatsApp, on social media, on internet, on email, on listening to Radio Ramadan. Radio Ramadan. A good title does not necessarily make something that is not good, good. We have to remember this. Radio Ramadan. The Radio Ramadan is playing in the home for 24 hours. And the ladies at home and the men folk at home who return from their work, they are sitting in their sofas, the ladies are working in their homes, and because Radio Ramadan is playing in the house, they are under the assumption that 24 hours we are in Ibadat. 24 hours we are in Ibadat. But from morning till evening, what have you done? How much Quran have you recited? How much Tasbih have you recited? How much Kalima have you recited? How much Durood-e-Paak have you recited? How many Salat did you perform? During the time of our Asalaf and during the time of our Akabir and during the time of our pious predecessors, lectures and bayans did not take place in the month of Ramadan. Because according to them, the month of Ramadan was not to learn, it was to practice. You learn during the 11 months and comes the month of Ramadan, no learning, you practice. 11 months is for ilm and the 12th month is for amal. It is for this reason, It is the culture of all the hundreds of thousands of madaris throughout the world. That from Shawwal until Shaban they are learning, and come the month of Ramadan they are practicing. Shaykhul Hadith will not teach in the month of Ramadan. Shaykhul Tafsir will not teach in the month of Ramadan. But due to our high degree of negligence, the ulama in this day and age feel it necessary to speak for 1 hour, half an hour, three quarter of an hour daily to encourage us towards amal. But nowadays that is also a dilemma, my friends. That any free time that we have, we spend on bayans only. So we come for Fajr Salat, there is a program after Fajr Salat. We come for Asr Salat, there is a program after Asr Salat. We come for Isha Salat, there is a program after Isha Salat. So when are the people going to recite the Quran? Why do not the responsible people of the masajid think this way? That this person is working from 8 o'clock until 7 o'clock in the evening, in the factory, in his office. This person is attending school and college, and he comes for Asr Salat, we engage him in Bayan. He comes for Isha Salat, we engage him in Bayan. He comes for Fajr Salat, we engage him in... When is he going to do his Ibadat? Fine, those people who come in Itikaf for a whole month or for 10 days, and there is a Bayan after Fajr, there is a Bayan after Zuhar, there is a Bayan after Asr, there is a Bayan after Maghrib, there is a Bayan after Isha, no problem, because he will have ample time to do Ibadat. But in normal masajid, and you must have noticed, my friends, that the musallis are now habituated in the month of Ramadan to listen to the bayans only, and they assume that this is our ibadat for the month of Ramadan. And when the speaker concludes his bayan half an hour before Maghrib Salat, even that half an hour is not spent in Ibadat. Because the mindset is we are here to listen to the bayan. If the bayan continues until the Maghrib Azan, fine. If it doesn't, then we will gossip, sit and talk to each other. And what did we used to see when we were young children? I'm 55 now. When I was 10 years old, when I was 11 years old, when I was 12 years old, we would see people reciting the Quran in the masjid. Even those people who normally would not come to the masjid and spend time in the masjid, we would see them come in the masjid and recite Quran. And I remember during my teens that even the teenagers used to compete against each other. I myself remember with my friends that we used to conceal how many juz we are reciting from the other. We used to compete. Even the older generation used to ask each other, how many paras have you completed? How many Qurans have you completed? The Quran has a special connection with the month of Ramadan because it was revealed in the month of Ramadan, my friends. And our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would recite the whole Quran to Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam, and he would listen to the whole Quran from Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam in the month of Ramadan. So friends, Value, my young children also, value this time that Allah has given us. Don't waste it. Always use your time in doing something good. Never use your time in doing something bad. Don't waste these moments. Only Allah knows how many moments you have left. I should not think to myself that, oh, I'm only 55. That's the culture, I'm only 55. And when I will reach 70, I will say the same thing, I'm only 70. Why? Because I'm expecting to live another 15-20 years. We should think this way, that maybe I'm going to live in this world only till 56, and I may have only one more year left to face my Creator. Use your time wisely. Those people who use their time wisely, they progress. Even those who do not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who do not believe in the life hereafter, atheists, who live only for this world, if they value their time, they will progress in worldly matters. Only those people can progress and prosper who value their time. So value your time, my friends. Value your time. Value your time. Don't waste your time. And in the month of Ramadan, try to recite the Quran as much as possible. Try to recite the Quran as much as possible. Shaykhul Hadith Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib rahimahullahu ta'ala, he says that for approximately more than 40 years, I had the habit of reciting the whole Quran daily in the month of Ramadan. So 30 days of Ramadan, 30 Qurans. 29 days of Ramadan, 29 Quran. And for how long? More than 40 years. More than 40 years daily in the month of Ramadan, Shaykhul Hadith Maulana Zakariya Rahimahullah Ta'ala used to complete the whole Quran. So 30 Quran in the month of Ramadan. Imam Bukhari Rahimahullah Ta'ala, his habit was to complete one Quran daily. One Quran daily. And he would also perform Taraweeh in the masjid. So that was another Quran. So that's 31. And in the Tahajjud Salat, he would recite 10 Juz daily. So every third day, he would complete another Quran in Tahajjud. So he would complete 10 Qurans in Tahajjud, one Quran daily, so 30. 30 and 10 is 40, and one in Taraweeh. He would complete 41 Quran every year in the month of Ramadan. And Imam Shafi rahimahullah ta'ala, would complete one Quran during the day and one Quran during the night in the month of Ramadan. 60 Quran in the month of Ramadan. And Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi would complete one Quran during the day, one Quran during the night, and that would continue until the day of Eid. During the night of Eid, he would complete one Quran, and during the day of Eid, he would complete one Quran. So 62 in total. And there have been people for whom Ramadan and non-Ramadan was no different. Ramadan, non-Ramadan, no difference. Imam Yahya ibn Ma'in, rahimahullah ta'ala, he narrates regarding Imam Yahya ibn Sayyid al-Qattan, rahimahullah ta'ala, that for 20 years continuously without fail, without a single day, without missing a single day, for 20 years continuously, he completed the whole Quran daily. And Imam Abu Bakr ibn Iyash, rahimahullah ta'ala, daily he completed the whole Quran for 30 years, without missing a single day. And Salih ibn Kaysan, rahimahullah ta'ala, he went for Hajj. And during those times, Hajj used to take 3 to 4 months. Maybe even 6 months, 7 months. But 3 to 4 months, the Hajj used to take. Because people used to ride camels, horses, long journeys. And after going through hardship, reaching Makkah, Mukarramah, Medina, Munawwara, they would stay for 2 months, 3 months. So from the time he left home until he returned home, during the journey of Hajj, he recited 2 Qurans every night. So my friends, let us attach ourselves to the Quran. Let us read the Quran as much as we can. During the month of Ramadan more, and outside Ramadan on a regular basis, daily we should recite the Quran. And what is the minimum? The minimum is that daily in the morning we should recite Surah Yasin Sharif. That is a must for every believer. And who will acquire the benefits of reciting Surah Yasin Sharif? Me and you. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said that one who recites Surah Yasin Sharif first thing in the morning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill all his needs of the day. So let us make a firm resolution that daily, inshallah, in the morning, we will recite Surah Yasin Sharif. Either before Fajr or after Fajr. Number 2, daily before going to sleep, anytime after Maghrib until we go to sleep, we will recite Suratul Mulk. Tabarakalladhi biyadihil mulk wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. And also Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda. Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda. By reciting these 2 surahs, who will benefit again? We will benefit. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that one who recites these 2 surahs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save him from the punishment of the grave and from the punishment of the day of Qiyamah. And if a person recites Suratul Waqiyah before going to sleep, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, that poverty will not be able to reach him. And people are worried about recession. Recession, inflation.
Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man qara suratul waqiyah kulla laylatin, one who recites suratul waqiyah every night, lam tusibhu faqatun, poverty will not strike his house." Ibn Masud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was in his final moments, and Usman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he came to visit him. Ibn Masud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was on his deathbed. He was in his final moments and he was leaving behind daughters, a few daughters. And when a person leaves behind daughters, he is naturally worried about their maintenance. Who will look after them? So Usman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, in order to console Ibn Masud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, said a few things to him, and one of the things he said is that shall I order the treasurer to give you what you deserve from the Baytul Mal? So he said no. He said no, I'm not in need. During his lifetime also, because of abstinence, because of zuhd, he said, I have enough, I can sustain myself. I don't want anything from Baytul Mal. So even what was due to him, he would not take. So he said that, what is due to you, shall I give it to you? So he said, no. So Ibn Masud radiallahu, Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala said, you are leaving behind young daughters. Are you not concerned about them? Take it, so that your daughters can utilize it. So Ibn Masud radiallahu ta'ala on his deathbed, he said, I am not worried about my daughters. So he said, why are you not worried about your daughters? He said, because I have taught them to recite Suratul Waqiyah every night before going to sleep. I have taught them to recite Suratul Waqiyah every night before going to sleep. And our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, one who recites Suratul Waqiyah before going to sleep, poverty will not strike that person. So he said, I'm not worried about my daughters. This is the faith they had, and this is the connection they had with the sayings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and with the Quran. So I always tell my associates, my friends, that those people who recite these three surahs, Suratul Mulk, Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, and Suratul Waqiyah, then he neither has to worry about this world nor the hereafter. Because these three surahs will take care of him in this world, it will take care of him in the grave, and it will take care of him on the day of Qiyamah also. So minimum is Surah Yasin Sharif daily in the morning, Suratul Mulk, Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, and Suratul Waqiyah before going to sleep, anytime after Maghrib, after Isha, before going to sleep. And a portion from the Quran. Our Mashaikh, they suggest one juz daily, one sipara daily. And for Huffaz, our Mashaikh suggest three juz and three sipara daily, majority of which should be in Salat. Shaykhul Hadith, Mawlana Zakariya, Rahimahullah Ta'ala, used to say that three juz, Huffaz should recite three juz daily, majority of which should be in Salat. Now imagine a hafiz of the Quran, this young boy is going to complete Quran today. Maybe he has already revised the Quran, or he will revise the Quran after he completes today. But before he leaves the madrasa, he will be in a position, inshallah, to recite at least 3 to 5 juz in one go. Where the madrasa has concerned teachers and concerned students, then when they leave the madrasa, they are in a position to recite anything between 3 to 5 juz in one gathering, one go. If we follow this advice of Shaykhul Hadith Mawlana Zakariya Rahmatullah Ali, after leaving the madrasa, if we continually recite 3 juz daily, majority of that in Salat, will we ever forget the Quran? Will we ever need to refer to the Quran in the month of Ramadan? Why is it that we see Huffaz all the time reciting their same quarter in the month of Ramadan? Only the quarter in the month of Ramadan. Because during the year we never turn to the Quran. And remember, my friends, my young grandson who is becoming Hafiz of the Quran today as well, he is very closely related to me, he is my grandson. So my grandson also, and all the other Huffaz, the virtues that we hear regarding the Huffaz of the Quran, it is for Huffaz of the Quran, not non-Huffaz. So if you memorize the whole Quran, you have become a hafiz of the Quran. And if you forget the Quran, you are a non-hafiz now. So on the day of Qiyamah, you will get nothing. In order to acquire the blessings mentioned in the ahadith by our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you have to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a hafiz of the Quran. If you stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a non-hafiz, not only you will not get the virtues, Allah will question you for throwing away the gift that He had granted to you. Allah will question you, I gave you this great gift of the Quran and you just threw it away. So friends, let us make a firm resolution. The Huffaz should recite at least 3 juz. 3 juz daily. And if your Quran is weak, then 1.5 juz daily twice. And if it is even more weak, then 1 juz 3 times. And if it is even more weak, then 0.5 juz 6 times. And then if it is even more weak, then 0.25 juz 12 times. And if you recite 0.25 juz 12 times daily, soon you will be able to recite 0.5 juz 6 times daily. And soon you will find that you are reciting 1.5 juz twice, and then you will find that you are reciting 3 juz daily. And the non-huffaz should recite 1 juz daily out of Ramadan. 1 juz daily. So we need to complete 11 Qurans during the year. And in the month of Ramadan, 3 Qurans, 4 Qurans, 5 Qurans. The huffaz should complete at least 10 Quran in the month of Ramadan, and the non-huffaz should complete at least 5 Quran in the month of Ramadan. And if we are unable to recite 1 juz daily because we have disconnected ourselves from the Quran for a very long time, then let us begin with 3/4. If not 3/4, let us begin with half. If not half, let us begin with quarter. If not quarter, let us begin with 1 ruku. But 1 ruku religiously daily. Daily 1 ruku. And the Quran is so sweet that once you get addicted to the Quran, you will not have to force yourself to read the Quran. You yourself will want to recite more and more and more. I know none huffaz who recite 10 juz and 20 juz daily. None huffaz who recite 10 juz and 20 juz daily. You always see them sitting in the masjid reciting Quran, 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 Quran. So friends, I was talking about the letter, text message. Huh? It's a message. So we are so keen to know. We are so keen. From morning till Zohar time, we have read 100 messages today on the WhatsApp. And all junk messages. But even after reading 100 junk messages, when the 101st message comes, we want to read it again. I want to know what's in this message. I want to know what's in this message. What's in this letter? What's in this telegram? So Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi says that you receive a letter from a creation. A letter of the creation to the creation. And Imam Ghazali says, what message does it contain? Either it is message of happiness or message of grief. Before, when people used to write letters to each other, they were serious letters, not junk letters. So, message of happiness or message of grief? Message of happiness, somebody is getting married, somebody is engaged, somebody is completing the Quran. Message of grief, somebody has passed away, accident has taken place. So Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi says that when you receive a letter from the creation, it may contain either of 2 messages, message of grief or message of happiness. And grief, not indefinite grief, permanent grief. That grief will remain with you for 1 week, 1 month, maybe 1 day. Happiness, not permanent happiness, not eternal happiness, temporary happiness, temporary. Temporary grief, temporary happiness. So whenever we receive a letter, a message, email, we know that it will have a message of temporary happiness or message of temporary grief. But we cannot sit in peace until we know the message. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi says that you have received a letter from the Creator, not from the creation, Creator. And this letter, this Quran also contains 2 messages. Message of happiness, message of grief. But it contains message of eternal grief. And it contains message of eternal happiness. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. The people of Jahannam will remain in Jahannam forever and ever. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. the people of Jannah will remain in Jannah forever and ever. So you have received a letter not from the creation, from the creator. It contains message of either eternal happiness or eternal grief, but you have no time to understand that message. Look around the masajid. Majority of the masajid do not have durus of the Quran. And where we have durus of the Quran, how many people sit in the durus of the Quran? 5 people, 7 people, 10 people. And how long does the imam take? 20 minutes, 25 minutes, 30 minutes. There is no zeal to understand the message of the Quran. What is my creator saying to me? What is my creator saying to me? So my friends, Kitabun Anzalna. First quality, we have revealed this book. It is we who have revealed this book. Mubarakun. And this book is full of barakah. We have revealed it and it is full of barakah. It is full of barakah. It's full of barakah. Its words are full of barakah. Its commands are full of barakah. So the one who will recite it and who will practice it, he will also become full of barakah. His life will also become full of barakah. So what should you do? فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَاتَّقُوا. What you need to do is to follow the do's and وَاتَّقُوا, stay away from the don'ts. This book is full of barakah. Whoever reads this book will become full of barakah. The one who practices the commands contained with this book will become full of barakah. Therefore, carry out the do's. فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَاتَّقُوا. And abstain from the don'ts. So that you may become also from the people of barakah. And when you become from the people of barakah, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will descend His mercies upon you. This is where I would like to conclude. We need to read the Quran as much as possible. Number one. Beginning, we always begin from Alif, Ba, Ta, Sa, and then we go to Qaida, and then we go to Amma, and then we go to Hafti. So if we have become lazy or if we are very busy, I always say only two people will not carry out the commands of Allah. Either he is lazy or he is busy. So people lazy like me or busy like you will not be able to recite the Quran. So if we are busy or lazy, let us stretch a little bit and take out some time. Time for one ruku only. One ruku on a daily basis. If we are performing Zohar Salat in the masjid and we have time to recite one ruku after Zohar Salat, let us fix that time for ruku. And don't leave the masjid without reciting that ruku. Inshallah, without anybody telling you, this one ruku will automatically become two rukus and these two rukus will become three. And before you know, you will be reciting three juz daily. Try it. Try it. Those people who have tried are telling me that we started with one ruku and now we are on one juz. We started with one ruku and now we are on two juz. We are on three juz. But please connect yourself to the Quran, because the one who connects himself to the Quran connects to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And try to understand the message of the Quran by sitting in the company of the ulama. And whatever you understand from the message of Allah, message of His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, try to practice. We already know so many things. Try to practice. Repent to Allah. Ask Allah and say, "Oh Allah, why is it that this brother is practicing, this brother is practicing, this brother is practicing and I am not? Oh Allah, grant me the tawfiq. Oh Allah, make me from your chosen ones. Oh Allah, give me the tawfiq. Oh Allah," ask Allah. Ask Allah's help. And once He listens to you and He gives you the tawfiq, nothing in this world will be able to stop you. And as far as the Hafiz of the Quran is concerned, the Hafiz, all Huffaz, new Huffaz, old Huffaz, those of us who have forgotten the Quran, we need to revise the Quran. Revisit the Quran and revise the Quran. We need to revise the Quran. And we need to make sure that we are able to read at least one juz in one go. 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 And then inshallah slowly, slowly Allah will grant more barakah. And nowadays alhamdulillah throughout the UK we hear from many makatib, even at the Islamic Dawah Academy. Last year before the Khatme Quran Jalsa at the Islamic Dawah Academy, approximately 30 to 40 students, 30 to 40 students recited the whole Quran in one go. From Alhamdulillah, they registered their name and at least 30 to 40 students completed the whole Quran in one go. And not only at the Islamic Dawah Academy, I am hearing regarding other places also. So, Quran is, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرِ Quran is easy, Allah has made it easy. And some of these 30 to 40 recited the Quran, majority of them, maximum mistake 15. In the whole Quran, maximum mistake. Some one mistake, some two mistakes, some three mistakes, and a few of them, no mistake whatsoever. In one go, no mistake whatsoever. Allahu Akbar. This is the mu'jiza of the Quran. Young boys who have grown up in this British society, in this Western society, born in this country, studied in the schools and colleges in this country, and they are able to, and I'm not talking about only the full-time students, even the part-time madrasa students, they registered their name, and they are able to recite the whole Quran in one go, without making a mistake. This is the miracle of the Quran. So I would urge my grandson and all the other huffaz like myself also, who may have forgotten, let us revisit the Quran, let us re-memorize the Quran, so that we are able to present ourselves in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as huffaz of the Quran. And let us preserve it until we breathe our last. And we should try to move forward and become ulama also. Become ulama also. A family who is blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a hafiz of the Quran is a very blessed family. It's a chosen family by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'm not saying this because this is my family. Any family. Any person who is sitting here, who has a hafiz in their family, it's a blessed family, it's a chosen family. And then a person moves a step forward and he becomes alim of the Quran. Allahu Akbar. Alim, that is a very special chosen family. So we should encourage, after they complete their Quran, we should encourage them to become ulama also, because when they become ulama, they will be able to understand the Quran, they will be able to practice the Quran, they will be able to teach others to practice the Quran. And our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said regarding a hafiz of the Quran, man qara al Quran, one who reads the Quran, fastazharahu, thereafter he memorizes the Quran, fa halla halalahu wa harrama haramahu, and he understands what is halal, he understands what is haram, he goes into halal, he stays away from haram. This he will only be able to do if he becomes an alim. فَحَلَّ حَلَالَهُ وَحَرَّمَ حَرَامَهُ What will he get? أَدْخَلَهُ اللَّهُ الْجَنَّةِ Allah will grant him entry into Jannah. And not only will he alone go in Jannah, وَشَفَّعَهُ فِي أَشَرَةٍ مِّنْ أَهْلِ بَيْتِهِ كُلُّهُمْ قَدْ وَجَبَتْ لَهُمُ النَّارِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to him that don't go in Jannah alone. Intercede for 10 people in your family who are so bad in the world that Jahannam has become incumbent upon them. So those people who will be doomed to the fire of Jahannam, through the intercession of this hafiz of the Quran, who practice the Quran in this world, 10 people from his family will be able to go in Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us acceptance, grant us all the tawfiq to learn the Quran, to understand the Quran, to read the Quran, to practice the Quran, to pass the message of the Quran to others. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept Uzair, who is completing the Quran today, mashallah. And may Allah make him an alim also. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept him to lead the ummah during these times of crisis. And may Allah make him a sadaqah jariyah for his parents, for his family, for his teachers, for all those who strove behind him and who exerted effort behind him. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this masjid, accept this madrasa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the ulama of Batli and all the good work they are doing. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all the people who are striving for deen in Batli, outside Batli, throughout the world. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep the ummah united on haq. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard us from disagreeing and from
arguments and disputes, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us all united in this world, and also keep us all united in Jannatul Firdaus with the Anbiya, the Siddiqin, the Shuhada and the Salihin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us barakah in these remaining days of Shaban, and may Allah keep us alive until the month of Ramadan, and may Allah give us the tawfiq to reap the fruits of Ramadan. And after the month of Ramadan, may Allah grant us the tawfiq to remain steadfast on taqwa until we breathe our last. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله
رب العالمين والعافية للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا كلها في محبتك وتقواك اللهم لا تؤمنا مكرك ولا تنسنا ذكرك ولا تهتك عنا سترك ولا تجعلنا من الغافلين اللهم اجعل وساوس قلوبنا خشيتك وذكرك واجعل همتنا وهوانا فيما تحب وترضى اللهم إنا نسألك الرضاء بالقضاء وبلد العيش بعد الموت ولذة النظر إلى وجهك والشوق إلى لقائك اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يلدغ ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا نسألك من فضلك العظيم اللهم افتح لنا أبواب رحمتك اللهم إنا نسألك فعل الخيرات وترك المنكرات وحب المساكين وأن تغفر لنا وترحمنا اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وألف بين قلوبهم وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم اجمع كلمتهم على الحق ووحد صفوفهم اللهم أنقذ إخواننا المسلمين المظلومين في كل مكان اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك واجعل اللهم آمنة مطمئنة وسائر بلاد المسلمين اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين اللهم اجعلنا ممن يحل حلاله ويحرم حرامه ويقيم حدوده اللهم اجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب غمومنا وهمومنا وقائدنا وسائقنا إلى جنات النعيم يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين رحم کا کرم کا معاملہ فرما یسر و سہولت کا معاملہ فرما عفو عافیت کا معاملہ فرما فضل و عنایت کا معاملہ فرما یا ارحم الراحمین ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہماری لغزشوں سے درگزر فرما ہم سب کو معاف فرما دے ہم سب کو معاف فرما دے اے اللہ ہم خطا کار ہیں ہم گنہگار ہیں
ہم سیاہ کار ہیں, ہم اقراری مجرم ہیں. الہ العالمین معاف فرما دے, معاف فرما دے, معاف فرما دے. الہ العالمین اپنے محبوب بندوں میں شامل فرما, الہ العالمین اپنے مقربین میں شامل فرما, ہمیں اپنی محبت عطا فرما, اپنا عشق نصیب فرما, اپنا قرب خاص نصیب فرما, اپنی معرفت عطا فرما, اپنا یقین نصیب فرما. الہ العالمین ایمان محکم نصیب فرما, الہ العالمین ایمان محکم نصیب فرما, ایمان محکم نصیب فرما. اپنے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سچی پکی محبت عطا فرما, اطاعت نصیب فرما. یا ارحم الراحمین دوام ذکر سے سرفراز فرما, دوام اطاعت سے سرفراز فرما. یا ارحم الراحمین ہم بہت محتاج ہیں. الہ العالمین ختم قرآن کے موقع پر دعائیں قبول ہوتی ہیں. الہ العالمین ہمیں اپنے خاص بندوں میں شامل فرما, ہمیں اپنے اولیاء میں شامل فرما, ہمیں مقام صدیقیت سے سرفراز فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین, اے ارحم الراحمین, اے ارحم الراحمین رحم کا معاملہ فرما, کرم کا معاملہ فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین ہمیں کفر سے بچا لے, اور الہ العالمین ایمان پر استقامت عطا فرما. الہ العالمین شرک سے بچا لے, توحید پر استقامت عطا فرما. الہ العالمین نفاق سے بچا لے, صدق و خلوص پہ استقامت عطا فرما. الہ العالمین شقاوت سے بچا لے, سعادت سے سرفراز فرما. الہ العالمین تیرے دربار سے دوری سے بچا لے, تیرا قرب خاص نصیب فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین ذلت سے بچا لے, عزت عطا فرما. الہ العالمین جہل سے بچا لے, علم عطا فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین تیری نافرمانی سے بچا لے, طاعت والی زندگی نصیب فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین بیماریوں سے بچا لے, صحت عطا فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین جہنم سے بچا لے, جنت الفردوس نصیب فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین سوئے خاتمے سے بچا لے. الہ العالمین حسن خاتمہ نصیب فرما, حسن خاتمہ نصیب فرما, مقام صدیقیت والا حسن خاتمہ نصیب فرما. الہ العالمین سجدے والا, حرمین شریفین والا حسن خاتمہ نصیب فرما. الہ العالمین ہم سے راضی ہو جا, ہم سے راضی ہو جا, ہم سے راضی ہو جا. اے ارحم الراحمین تیری مرضی یاد پر چلنے والا بنا دے, تیری نامرضی یاد سے بچنے والا بنا دے. الہ العالمین گناہوں کی نفرت ہمارے دلوں میں پیدا فرما. الہ العالمین نفس کے شرور سے, شیطان کے مکائد سے ہماری حفاظت فرما, ہمارے ظاہر کی اصلاح فرما, باطن کی اصلاح فرما, ہمارے قلوب کا تزکیہ فرما. الہ العالمین ہمیں قبر کے عذاب سے بچا لے. الہ العالمین حشر کی سختی سے بچا لے, عرش کے سائے کے نیچے ہم سب کو جگہ عطا فرما. الہ العالمین حساب سے بچا لے, حساب سے بچا لے, حساب سے بچا لے, بے حساب جنت الفردوس میں داخلہ نصیب فرما. پل صراط کا معاملہ آسان فرما, جہنم سے پناہ عطا فرما, جہنم سے پناہ عطا فرما, جہنم سے پناہ عطا فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین انبیاء صدیقین شہداء صالحین کی رفاقت عطا فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین مسلمانان عالم کے حال پہ رحم فرما. الہ العالمین مسلمانان عالم کے حال پہ رحم فرما. الہ العالمین یہ امت تیرے نبی کو بہت محبوب تھی. الہ العالمین تیرا نبی تجھے محبوب تھا. الہ العالمین تیرے محبوب نبی کی اس محبوب امت کی حفاظت فرما. الہ العالمین چاروں طرف سے حفاظت فرما, اوپر سے نیچے سے حفاظت فرما. الہ العالمین, الہ العالمین, الہ العالمین ممالک اسلامیہ کی حفاظت فرما, بالخصوص حرمین شریفین کی حفاظت فرما. الہ العالمین حرمین شریفین کی حفاظت فرما, حرمین شریفین کی حفاظت فرما. الہ العالمین مسجد اقصا کی حفاظت فرما, مقامات مقدسہ کی حفاظت فرما, مقابر مسلمین کی, مساجد کی, مدارس کی حفاظت فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین ہر فرد مسلم کی حفاظت فرما. الہ العالمین ہر مملکت اسلامیہ کی حفاظت فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین, اے ارحم الراحمین, اے ارحم الراحمین رحم کا معاملہ فرما, کرم کا معاملہ فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین ہمارے اس ملک میں استحکام نصیب فرما, نفرت کی فضاؤں کو ختم فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین امن کو عام فرما, سلامتی کو عام فرما, برکتوں کو عام فرما, رحمتوں کو عام فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین اہل حق کو حق پر مجتمع فرما دے, اہل حق کو حق پر مجتمع فرما دے, اہل حق کو حق پر مجتمع فرما دے. الہ العالمین حق کی حفاظت فرما, اہل حق کی حفاظت فرما الہ العالمین, اہل حق کو اہل حق کی صفوف کو انتشار سے بچا لے, اہل حق کی صفوں کو انتشار سے بچا لے, اہل حق کی صفوں کو انتشار سے بچا لے الہ العالمین, سب کو اتباع ہوا سے بچا لے الہ العالمین, سب کو اتباع خدا کی توفیق عطا فرما الہ العالمین, سب کو ایک دوسرے کے احترام کی توفیق عطا فرما, سب کو شیر و شکر بنا دے, سب کو شیر و شکر بنا دے, سب کو شیر و شکر بنا دے, سب کو ایک اور نیک بنا دے الہ العالمین, ایک دوسرے کا رفیق بنا دے الہ العالمین, ایک دوسرے کا رقیب بننے سے بچا لے الہ العالمین, الہ العالمین, الہ العالمین, ہم سب کی حفاظت فرما, اپنے دین کی حفاظت فرما, اس حفاظت کے لیے ہم سب کو قبول فرما, ہم سب کو قبول فرما, ہم سب کو قبول فرما, خدمت دین کے لیے ہمیں قبول فرما, خدمت قرآن خدمت حدیث کے لیے قبول فرما, خدمت مساجد کے لیے قبول فرما, اے ارحم الراحمین, اے ارحم الراحمین, اے ارحم الراحمین, رحم کا معاملہ فرما, کرم کا معاملہ فرما, اے ارحم الراحمین, ہم سب کی جائز ضرورتیں پوری فرما الہ العالمین, دنیاوی اخروی خیر نصیب فرما, دنیاوی اخروی سرور سے ہماری حفاظت فرما, اے ارحم الراحمین, اے ارحم الراحمین, آج ہم تیری بارگاہ میں توبہ کر رہے ہیں, تمام گناہوں سے توبہ کر رہے ہیں, آئندہ کوئی گناہ نہ کرنے کا عزم کر رہے ہیں, الہ العالمین ہماری توبہ قبول فرما, اس پر استقامت عطا فرما, ہم تجھ سے وعدہ کرتے ہیں کوئی گناہ نہیں کریں گے, اگر گناہ ہو جائے گا تو ہم وعدہ کرتے ہیں فوراً توبہ کریں گے الہ العالمین, ہم علماء کی مجلسوں میں بیٹھیں گے, مشائخ کی صحبتوں میں جائیں گے الہ العالمین, تیرے راستے میں وقت لگائیں گے, اور الہ العالمین ہم اپنی زندگیوں کو دین پر لانے کی کوشش کریں گے, مرنے سے پہلے پہلے مرنے کی تیاری کی کوشش کریں گے الہ العالمین, آج کے اس ختم قرآن کی برکت سے ہمارے ان عزائم کو قبول فرما اے ارحم الراحمین, آج جس بچے نے حفظ قرآن کی تکمیل کی ہے اسے بے انتہا قبول فرما, اسے بے انتہا قبول فرما, اسے بے انتہا قبول فرما الہ العالمین, مرتے دم تک قرآن کے ایک ایک لفظ کی حفاظت کرنے والا بنا دے الہ العالمین, قرآن مجید کے معانی کو سیکھنے والا بنا دے الہ العالمین, قلوب قرآن مجید کے علوم معارف سے اس کے سینے کو منور فرما دے اے ارحم الراحمین, اسے الہ العالمین امت کے قیادت کرنے والا بنا دے, امت کے لیے مشعل راہ بنا دے اے ارحم الراحمین, اسے امت کی ہدایت کے لیے قبول فرما, امت کی ہدایت کے لیے قبول فرما, امت کی ہدایت کے لیے قبول فرما, اسے الہ العالمین سب کے لیے صدقہ جاریہ بنا دے الہ العالمین, اس خاندان میں مزید بچوں کو حفظ قرآن کی علم دین کی توفیق عطا فرما الہ العالمین, خاندان کو بھی بے انتہا قبول فرما الہ العالمین, استاد محترم کو قبول فرما, اس مسجد میں جتنے اساتذہ ہیں ائمہ ہیں, اس بستی میں جتنے علماء ہیں الہ العالمین, سب کے علوم میں, سب کے فیوز میں, سب کے خلوص میں, سب کی محنت میں, سب کی جد و جہد میں الہ العالمین خوب برکت پیدا فرما الہ العالمین, لوگوں کے قلوب میں ان کا احترام پیدا فرما, ان کی محبت پیدا فرما الہ العالمین, لوگوں کو ان سے استفادہ کرنے والا بنا دے اے ارحم الراحمین, اس مسجد میں یا اس کے تحت ہونے والے تمام کاموں میں خوب برکت پیدا فرما, بدناظرین کی نظر سے, شریعوں کے شر سے, مفسدین کے فساد سے, حاسدین کے حسد سے بچا لے اے ارحم الراحمین, امت کو انتشار سے بچا لے, امت کو انتشار سے بچا لے, امت کو انتشار سے بچا لے اے ارحم الراحمین, جن بھائیوں نے بہنوں نے ہمیں دعاؤں کے لیے کہا ہے لکھا ہے, جو ہم سے متوقع ہیں, جن کا ہم پر حق بنتا ہے, ہم سے تعلق رکھتے ہیں, محبت رکھتے ہیں, خصوصاً ہمارے ماں باپ, ہمارے اساتذہ, ہمارے مشائخ, دوست احباب, حاضرین مجلس, شرکائے مجلس, سبھی کے تمام جائز نیک مقاصد کو پورا فرما اے ارحم الراحمین, ہم نے جو مانگا وہ بھی عطا فرما, جو مانگنا چاہیے تھا نہیں مانگ سکے وہ بھی عطا فرما اے ارحم الراحمین, آپ کے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے جن بھلائیوں کی دعا مانگی تھی وہ ساری بھلائیاں عطا فرما, جن برائیوں سے پناہ مانگی تھی وہ ساری برائیوں سے پناہ عطا فرما, ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم, وتب علینا انک انت التواب الرحیم, رب اغفر وارحم وانت خیر الراحمین, اللهم انا نسالک فی سفرنا هذا البر والتقوى ومن العمل ما ترضی, سبحان ربک رب العزۃ عما یصفون, وسلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله رب العالمين, وآخر دعوانا ان الحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا رب.